time now for Ask the CLO. That is the CLO, the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. Here we go. This one is from Mika in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Mika writes, I'm a 47-year-old single woman, and I'm in a relationship with a 45-year-old married woman. My girlfriend is a national director of a nonprofit organization or agency, so that's why she wants to keep me a secret. Her husband knows we've been best friends 10 years, so he never questions our sleepovers or vacations together. She tells me they're not intimate anymore, but I think she's lying. I want to know the truth. What if I told her husband that I'm in love with her? Do you think he'll be forthcoming with information?
See.
What? Okay, let me say this to you. Y'all been friends for 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
She gonna keep you a secret because she probably ain't ready to come out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The second thing is, this, I don't know if this rules apply to women, but let me tell you the rule of manhood. Men very rarely do promotions. You don't get to go from number two to number one. I very rarely see that, not for extended periods of time. Mm-hmm. And if you go in there and you tell this woman's husband that you're in love with her, and your girl, she done told you not to do that. Mm-hmm. And you go in there and do it and cause their relationship to break up, yours is right after that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's normally the way it works.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know the woman code or the woman rule on this one at all. I really mm-hmm. don't. And I'm not going to act like I do. But I'm giving you the male rule. And if I were you, I would think about that.
I think so.
I can't imagine how it's not. But women may find out differently. But then, you know, Tommy, women say, if my girlfriend knows that my man is cheating on me, I would want her to tell me. A lot of women say that.
That's different, though.
I would hope so. I would hope so, especially when you the one cheating.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't say go tell my husband I was cheating.
Yeah,
I said come tell me if my husband was cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you done brought your janky tail in here with his story. Yeah. Like it's finna be, you know, popsicles and ice cream.
It's a selfish mess.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
all right, we're
crazy.
Moving on.
It is.
All right, Ivy in the Bronx says, my 57-year-old aunt asked to stay with me for a short period of time, and I agreed to let her stay for a month. She's in the basement, and I have a kitchenette down there. Instead of her buying groceries and toiletries for herself and her mini kitchen, I come home to find out that she's using my meat, my toilet paper, all of my alcohol, and entertaining her friends upstairs in my den area while I'm at work. I want her out of my house because I don't like confronting people. Would I be wrong to tell my aunt to get out?
Not at all. Not at all.
Today. You know, Steve.
Today. Put her ass out today.
Yeah, she's gotta go.
You don't up in. Wait a minute. Hold up. You messing with three key things.
What's that?
You up in here eating meat. You know, good hell, where you ain't bought that meat? I got this steak on my mind when I come in from work and it's gone. Secondly, you in here drinking the liquor. You know, good hell, where are you wrong for that? But the most important one.
Which one?
I come in the house and ain't no damn toilet tissue. You got to get your ass out.
You ain't lying.
I'm opening up base cabinets and everything and I can't see none. Now all I got is this guest towel hanging in front of me. You finna get up out of here, Aunt Agnes. I can tell you that right now.
Hi, Aunt Agnes.
And never let a 57-year-old aunt stay with you no damn way.
No.
They got too many old-ass habits. Now you come home, bunch of old-ass people sitting up in your living room watching TV, drinking your liquor, eating your meat.
Uh-huh.
And they're just going through toilet tissue.
Just using the bathroom.
We learned a valuable lesson with that one. Okay.
Got the heater on. Why is
I took an extra roll since you had so many in there.
Uh-uh. What's that, Steve?
I took an extra roll since you had so many in there.
Uh-uh.
That's the visitor talking. Now, each one of them got a roll in their purse.
They just took the toilet paper. Mm-hmm. They left the house. Wow.
Yeah, she's got to go. Bye, Aunt Agnes.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on. Stacy in West Memphis says, I've been married for 10 years, and I think my husband likes our neighbor. I'm on to him, and he's been commenting on how nice her yard looks. He notices when she has company overnight, and he's commented on her little cute puppy. He's never liked dogs at all and never allowed me to have one in the house. I cursed him out recently for pulling her trash can from the curb to her carport. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. He said he did it because it was raining. Is he just being neighborly or does he want her? Come on, yeah. CLO.
Well, I ain't, you know.
The truth.
The compliment of how nice her yard look is an what they call analogy,
a metaphor.
Her yard that he's referring to is probably her backyard.
Body.
I'm just saying, she sure got a nice yard.
Lord, what about the puppy though?
Yeah. Ooh, the cute
and I don't even like dogs. Look at that little cute puppy over there. Them cute puppy is referred to the hood lights, headlights.
Oh,
those
the
are called puppies.
Oh, the rack.
Yeah, the rack. So now he talking about, look at them cute puppies.
Wow.
And I sure like her backyard. And now I'm going to go outside and get her trash can because it's raining outside.
Trash can.
And that means I sure want to come inside your house, and I don't give a damn how it looks.
So he wants her.
I don't know if he wants her, but he damn sure sound like it.
All right. Thank you, CLO, for clearing things up for us. Coming up next, the nephew and Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.